This podcast is brought to you by the three amigos, Ava McFall, Anna Schlangen-Mendez, and Alice Pooley from the Sycamore Junior High School.
We're the three amigos, what we talk about today. We're the three amigos, what we talk about today. Celebrities.
Celebrities influence our daily lives. What we wear, what we post, and what we do. Today, we will be looking into whether or not these influences are good or bad. We have all heard of celebrities going out into their community and making a difference in people's lives, right? Well, I thought this story was pretty sweet. Ariana Grande performed a concert in Manchester, England in 2017 that was bombed by terrorists. She started a fund to help the people that were injured. This act inspired many to support the ones that needed it around them and in their community.
Speaking of celebrity singers, have you ever heard of Logic? Well, he wrote a song featuring the National Suicidal Prevention Line. After the song was released, the hotline says it received the second highest daily call volume in its history at the time. More than 4,753 calls came through. Producing this song helped so many people who could have been thinking of taking their own lives. Both of these events were so impacting. There are also many more celebrities that made or are still making differences in our world now.
That's amazing, but unfortunately, there are also celebrities whose influences aren't so good. In 2016, Lisa Hayden made a comment with the Times of India, completely smashing feminism in show business. She says, "Women have been given these bodies to produce children, and the spirit and tenderness to take care of people around us. One day, I look forward to making dinner for my husband and children. I don't want to be a career feminist." This comment affected many girls' thoughts about being an actress, and instead, they thought that staying home was the woman's ideal.
We've recently talked to students and celebs, and yes, I mean celebrities, about their thoughts on this debatable topic.
I'd have to say both, because for negative, they usually like influence of like the perfect body or like the perfect life.
And Kenzie is correct. 30 years ago, Glamour made a survey asking women how they felt about their bodies. 80% of women said that they don't like to look in the mirror. According to the survey, these results are all due to celebrities using Photoshop and enhancements to make themselves look younger. But celebrities can also spark new ideas in the minds of other people. We spoke to Maxwell about this topic.
I feel like it's both, because they can either lift us up or make us feel pitiful.
What type of thing do you think you or someone close to you, family, friends, etc., have done that have been influenced by celebrities?
Well, my brother started doing mandolin because of a celebrity, and his name is Chris Thiele, and he really influenced his life in a really good way.
Maxwell talks about how his brother was influenced by a celebrity to stop playing an instrument that he now loves.
So we've decided to interview John John from Q102 Cincinnati.
Your loss.
And John, we wanted to ask you a few questions. We found that you've wanted to be a radio host since you were 9 years old, right?
That's correct.
And what sparked your interest?
It was listening to DJs on the radio that caught my interest. I love listening to the radio with my dad. Believe it or not, it was WEBN that he listened to the most here locally because of the rock music that he loves. So probably between DJs on the air and my dad.
So could you tell us a time where a celebrity has influenced you or someone else's life?
I'll never forget the guy that ended up. It was kind of a cool full story. The guy that was the best man at my wedding became my boss. Well, obviously, he became my boss first, and then we became such good friends. He was one of the ones that saw me in a movie theater where I used to get on. I don't know if you guys know my backstory, but I used to work in a movie theater. AMC Newport on the Levee. You guys ever been there to watch
a
movie?
Actually, yeah.
The big one on Newport on the Levee?
Yeah.
The big one. It's like a megaplex, that. Yeah. Well, regardless.
Yeah.
People used to get on. We used to have to get on microphones in front of sold out shows to pack people in and stuff. And so I used to do that. That was when I used that as my stage. So I'd get in front of 445 seat theaters and say, "All right, pack in. You got to be quiet. Turn your babies off." Try to be funny. It didn't work. But my boss, Grover, his name is Grover Collins. Grover, at one point, he was one of the ones that had seen me there and came down and said, "You ever thought about being on the radio?" And I went, "Yes, that's what I want to do. It's how do I do that? How do I go about that path and stuff?" And so he was one of the ones that I used to listen to when I was growing up. I used to listen to him on Q102, and he had been here for years. Now he's on B105. He's the program director of B105. That man had more of an influence on me, celebrity-wise, locally. It's so cool that, it came full circle. We have an awesome relationship, and one of the guys that I got to listen to growing up. So if I had to choose one, I'll go with Grover Collins.
That's all. And so many people follow trends started by celebrities, like you said, the Backpack Kid. Can you think of a popular one, and how did this affect people?
I'm going to go with Kylie Jenner.
Mainly
because
about
I figured
her.
You guys, it would connect to you guys, and she connects to my wife more than Toria watches Kylie Snapchats and our Instagram stories more than, and she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable from her makeup that she goes on and like all her products that she sells. And I don't get it because I'm a guy, I think. Well, yeah. I can't say that because there's some guys that Kylie does affect as well. But I don't get it as much. But to me, that is unreal. The influence that she has, where I don't know if you guys heard the story, but when Snapchat had some updates, this was a while ago, that people didn't like. They made like a Snapchat update. I can't remember what happened to it. Kylie didn't like it, so she tweeted about it and said, "I hate the Snapchat update." They lost billions of dollars.
I actually do remember that.
Remember hearing that?
Yeah.
Just from her one tweet saying how much she didn't like it, and then people started to bail from Snapchat. Oh, that's influence.
Yeah, for
wow.
sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
she's one that stands out. The whole Kardashian empire, they're just a brilliant, that's Kris Jenner being a brilliant marketer and knows how to,
of course,
if you ask me, but she's the one that stands out to me there.
Another great example of the spreading of ideas is when Alyssa Milano sent out a tweet telling people that if they had been sexually harassed or assaulted, that they should comment "Me Too" to spread awareness. In the next 24 hours of posting this tweet, Alyssa's post had received more than 53,000 comments, and tens of thousands more used the hashtag MeToo to spread awareness. We sat down and had an interview with Claire Pooley, who wrote the book Sober Diaries. In her book, she tells readers to pursue a life without alcohol.
Is this positive to our lives?
Well, I suppose it depends on who the celebrity is. Because sometimes you get situations, for instance, where the celebrity has been paid to advertise something and they don't make that entirely clear. So you think you're getting unbiased advice and it's not really. And I think sometimes people copy the lifestyles of celebrities, which aren't always necessarily healthy and wise. So it can be good, but it also can be bad. It very much depends, don't you think?
Yeah.
Although Claire was speaking about how celebrities can show the wrong lifestyle, some celebrities can show the right ones. For example, Claire's book helped many people addicted to alcohol stop and live a wonderful life without it.
In the end, role models should be people who possess qualities that we admire, like passion, hard work, and determination. These can be found in celebrities all over the world.
Thank you for listening, and we are the Three Amigos.
Ava McFall,
Anna Schlangen-Mendez,
and Alice Pooley.